Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and I am so honored today to have as my guest Frank Serpico, the retired policeman in New York City who uncovered corruption back in the 60s and 70s. So, and there was just a movie made about him called Serpico, and the movie was fantastic. And Frank, it's on the TV. How can they access it if they want to watch it at home?
Well, what movie are you talking about? There was the original one.
This new one.
And then there's a new documentary. You can search on the internet, Google. It's called Frank Serpico, the thing is that what I'd like to say, I'm in my octogenarian years, and I speak only from my experience in life, and that as a young boy, I remember the Second World War coming to a close, that was going to be the war to end all wars and, to bring democracy, and we've been having wars ever since, with more and more increased violence. Because we're talking about violence in our schools and this gun control stuff. I must say at the offshoot that I'm not one for gun control. The White House reached out to me years back. I was shot as a young boy at 14. I was shot in the line of duty as a police officer. And so they thought that I would back their laws, the Brady Bill, which I refused. And the simple reason being that the weapon is not the catalyst. No matter what the weapon, if left there, on the lock and key where no one can reach it, doesn't harm anybody. The problem is, in this country of ours, the problem is ignorance, arrogance, misinformation, and incompetence. And the rhetoric of our leaders that trickles down to the rest of the society. We, as a country, we, as a society, we glorify violence. Everybody has to share their fault in this problem we have in the school shootings and the loss of innocent lives. And grieving parents and survivors are being misled by rhetoric. Now, I would like to just give an example. What am I talking about? Well, this year alone, to date, there's been over 40,000 auto fatalities. Gun fatalities pale in comparison. So, are we going to get rid of all our cars? Are we going to stop driving? So are we going to use common sense when we're using the car? Now, the Czech Republic, which has some of the most lenient gun laws as well as drug laws, have a very low crime rate. But their laws, in order to require to get a gun, much more complicated than ours. Anyone could have a concealed weapon strictly for self-defense. But before you get it, you have to go through a lengthy procedure of examination, questions, classes, and a certificate from your doctor. So we, who claim to be, you know, the arrogance that we display, why can't we catch up with other countries that don't have the same problem that we do? So this is what the mothers should be doing who are grieving the loss of their children. They should be knocking down the doors of their congressmen, their senators, you know, but instead we're being distracted by saying, up, oh, it's the gun laws, up, oh, it's the gun lobby, up, oh, it's the NRA. So in that regard, we have to put things into proper perspective.
What's your view of the NRA, Frank?
I say what?
What's your view? What do you think about the NRA?
I believe that everyone, you know, is entitled to own a weapon for self-defense. And the problem is that, you know, I'm not a member, but I've been thinking of joining with what's happening today because they want to restrict, you know, people. As I said, it is not the gun. It's the people that can acquire them. We have to have better control, better gun laws, as I said. We could learn something from the Czech Republic and others. Now, I said ignorance, arrogance, and incompetence, and misinformation. The misinformation we're getting is from our media, from the people in power. We have no leadership. Our children have no figures that they can respect and admire other than violence. Hollywood is also responsible. The TV people are responsible. Even in my movie Serpico, gratuitous violence, bloodshed. As I said, our society glorifies violence. When I was a kid, my favorite program was The Long Ranger. The man who wore a mask and, you know, and had silver bullets. You would never see any bloodshed. He'd shoot the guy and said, oh, you shot the gun out of him. Yeah, he'd shoot the gun out of his hand, which is a bit much, but I'm saying, we're talking about influencing little children whose minds are not yet developed. They, any child, can turn on the TV, yes, and it is the parents' responsibility, but it is accessible. Hollywood doesn't give a damn. They just are concerned with their greed and filling their coffers. Again, that's another of the problem is greed in Hollywood. The media, who thrives on violence, they love it. Oh, another shooting. Get somebody over there. All over, day after day, nothing else to talk about. Responsibility where it is. Talking about the gun control is just a smokescreen. Now, on September 11th, when I became a police officer in 1959, so I remember September 11th for a number of reasons. Our listeners might remember September 11th, 2001, what happened with the Twin Towers. And I remember very clearly the FBI failed the people that they were responsible to. They didn't follow up on leads, and what it is, it could have been prevented. But again, arrogance, ignorance, or incompetence. Today, 2018, 17 years later, what just happened in the last school, the FBI failed us once again. What's happening to our tax dollars to pay these people? The people, the mothers, ought to be enraged with these incompetent people. Look what's happening with our government today, with this president and the FBI, and who can we trust? Who can we believe? It starts at the top. It trickles down from national, state, and city, and I've spoken before about the corruption in this town and what these people are getting away with. We have no leadership. Our leaders, now, not to digress, but to show how we glorify violence, we dropped a bomb on Hiroshima, destroying thousands of innocent lives when it wasn't necessary, although they'll try and tell us that it was because the war was almost over. And then a couple of days later, as if it wasn't enough, we dropped another on Nagasaki. So we want to talk about violence in our schools? Look at the violence that's being purported by this country, by our leaders, that they're talking about Iran getting, atomic weapons. We allowed Israel to get atomic weapons. And when Israeli that complained, he's still languishing in jail because you always get rid of the messenger. So why should some people have atomic weapons and not others? Why should some people have guns and not others? Oh, we're being told that, these people, we're the responsible ones. Really? We're the responsible ones that are creating war all over this universe, and I say universe because if you'll pardon the crap we're putting into outer space and destroying the universe, we are a sick society, and we better come to our senses because our children are going to inherit the sins of their fathers. So that's what is required, that we start, we're talking about freedom. The freedoms that we have really, we have little kids today can do anything they want. Oh, it's freedom. They can dress the way they want, and then they're the victims of these corporate gangsters that create these labels that are done by slave labor, and our children are spending a week's salary to buy certain clothes so they can have significance instead of teaching that we are all equal in the eyes of God and we should all be equal in the eyes of our government, and it's not what you wear. What you put into what you have on your back is what I was taught by my parents. I wore patches on my knees and the seat of my pants because my clothes were worn out and they were hand-me-downs. Today, these poor kids are being, not only kids, but I've seen adults, wearing. I was shocked. I had a pair of pants that was threadbare on the knees, and I thought, at the time I was in my 70s, and I thought, should I be wearing this clothes? I've had this pair of pants for 20 years. And then I went to dinner with a friend of mine who was a woman of means, and I looked at her. She had a pair of slacks on that had a patch under a slit in the knees. I inquired what the price was. $200 to buy a pair of pants that when I wore the same that I had actually worn out myself, I was ridiculed classmates. So do you see where we are in our society? You know, it is time to wake up, because people think that they're awake because, you know, they're looking at the sun and they're not in bed sleeping. But we have been mesmerized by corporate greed and the handful of people that are ruling and ruining this country and practically every other country on the face of the earth. So that's what we have to wake up to, not talking about, automatic weapons, which is a misnomer because these weapons are not automatic, they're semi-automatic. And then if we really want to get down to the nitty-gritty, I mean, of incompetence, I don't know how many of your listeners know of the slaughter that took place in Las Vegas by a lone gunman who was allowed to bring in dozens of assault rifles into a hotel. And then, you know, I don't know how many lives were killed. I think maybe it was like 57 and hundreds wounded. And the police did nothing. There is one man that keeps writing about it. His name is Doug Papa. Because of the police incompetence, they didn't have a SWAT team. The assailant the police never even fired on him. He committed suicide. And you wanted me to talk about, in another program I remember, about the militarization of our police. Well, what the hell are we going to militarize them for if it's not for the protection of the society? Or is it for the suppression of the society? As I said, I'm in my 80 years. I bow to no one, and I speak the truth as I've seen it, and I pity our children that are going to have to reap the sins of their fathers and their mothers.
Now, you were in the police force throughout the 60s. Between then and now, have you seen a lot of changes in this society where it's become more immoral?
In Baltimore, if you can go to Google, Baltimore police, another example of incompetence, corruption, detectives, black and white, selling drugs, doing crimes that an ordinary individual would spend the rest of his life in jail. Black police detective was murdered the night before he was supposed to testify against the corrupt colleagues and the police commissioner, saying, I don't think there's any, connection here. And yet they're incapable of finding the assassin. So on the jump to conclusions, but to me, there's only one answer. So have our police cleaned up their act? I think I've told you before, I have a state trooper on video dealing with a local contractor offering him a bribe, and I can do nothing. So where do we go? Well, arm yourself. That's why people are arming themselves, for self-protection. They don't trust their government. They don't trust the police. And what happens? These kids that have some mental problems and most likely resulting from the garbage that we're feeding them, this cancerous colored sugar water that they drink by a bottle, and especially people who are getting food stamps and instead of buying food for their children are buying this garbage instead of giving them whole nutritious food, my mother could feed a family for a week, not on canned foods. She'd buy a couple of pounds of beans and a couple of pounds of rice and cook them up and put in some cabbage. And that was the way I was raised, not on junk food. So, again, another responsibility and abuse of our children. And it goes on and on as your program will allow. You know, we have to start waking up. The other thing is, oh, it's coming to light now. I once wrote a poem about the yellow bus, the big monster that comes and takes our children, you know, while they're still half asleep in La La Land with their eyes closed, pleading in the cold for the school bus, taking them there to be educated? No, to be brainwashed. So they become good taxpayers and good soldiers to do the government's dirty deeds. Now they're finding out, oh, children shouldn't really be getting up that early. They should be sleeping. They should be developing their brains. So there is another problem. Oh, and on that point, the school authorities also knew about this student, the shooter, and did nothing. So when is the responsibility going to be placed in the appropriate corner and not on an inert weapon that will do nothing if just left locked under lock and key and only used by sensible people?
Now, you unfortunately took a bullet to your head, and over the years you have been interviewed in the media. You've got a couple movies, and people contact you from all over the world to hear your thoughts. Has what you say, has that have any effect on the power structure? Have they changed their way of thinking because of what you say?
Well, I must say, and I also say sadly, because I've heard from many honorable police officers around the world who say they were inspired by my actions to become police officers. But in reality, I have to choose my word carefully here, sympathize with them for what they're going through. Right now, in New York City, there are 12, it's called the NYPD 12, 12 black police officers who are suing the New York City Police Department because the New York City Police Department ordered them to profile people of color. And they had the presence, the integrity to say, no, this is not why I became a police officer. I am not a predator. And they have it on tape, and they show the arrogance of a low-life police commissioner who said, actually, on television, that these guys, what did he say? He said some kind of excrement, and he repeated it twice in case people didn't believe his arrogance. But as I wrote about it, I said it was him who got caught in, with his feet in the dung because he lied and was caught on tape. So it is our leaders, or as was it Cassius that said, the fault lies in you, the Brutus, and not in the stars.
Wow. So, how's your movie doing, Frank?
I really don't care. I mean, it was done and I leave it up to the viewers to see, you know, what they think about it. And it shows that really, you know, who the real culprits were, which is happening right in this town again. You know, the documentary, it's called Frank Serpico, Never Run When You're Right. That's what my father told me when I was a kid. When the first corrupt cop walked into my shop and I shined his shoes and he walked out without paying. And then the following week he came back again and my father saw him and he greeted him at the door. And he said, "Do you want a shine, officer?" And he said, "Yeah." And my father put out his hand and he said, "10 cents, pay first." And the corrupt belly cop turned around and walked out and never came back again. So it was my father who taught me to stand up to authority when it is corrupt. But you pay a price, there's no doubt about it. But the reward is you bow to no man. And as I was saying before, what's happening in this town, because there's a Zen saying, as above, so below. So during my time, when I uncovered widespread corruption, and I'm talking unbelievable millions of dollars paid in corruption, and drugs and murder, and they formed the Knapp Commission to investigate. There's a whole book out, the findings of the Knapp Commission. And at the very beginning, I went to the Commissioner of Investigations. Your listeners can look this up if they like. His name was Arnold Freeman, Commissioner of Investigation. He was just one of the people I went to. Then he came before the Knapp Commission, and he lied, of course. And they knew who he was and what he did. And you know what his reward was for calling me a psycho? He is now a Supreme Court judge. So as they say, the crap floats to the top. And that's what we have. Because what do we have? We have Republicans combating Democrats. It's all about party, commitment to party. They vote party line. I'll do you a favor, you do me a favor. There's nothing about ethics, the fundamental principles for the conduct of human life in this society, and the difference between appearance and reality. The value of justice does not exist. You cannot get justice in this society. Right now, we are reliving the age of the Borgias, where the rich and wealthy, whether it is religions, government, all our institutions are governed by greed. And the hope is that it's us, up to us, the individual, to make a difference. And realize that we are all created equal, and you know, it's not what you wear, what car you drive, what kind of house you live in. It's living simply, as they say, so others can simply live.
When is your book coming out, Frank?
Say what?
Your book.
Oh, well, I'm still working on it because it's being edited now as we speak. Once you make a movie or a documentary, you know, the problem is how history gets distorted. First, you have the facts as they happened. Then you get a director, and he's going to decide, well, I would like the actor to do this. And then the actor decides, well, you know, I'm going to play it this way. I'm going to interpret it. And by the time you get through, reality and history are distorted. Vis-a-vis, in my movie, Serpico, from I think it was 1973 or 74, you know, Sidney Lumet, who was heralded as, you know, the, you know, director par excellence. Well, I had no respect for him whatsoever. I walked off the set because he was creating scenes that never happened. And then I had no power. Hollywood had the power. So what would happen is that I had no say whatsoever. You know, when they did the DVD of the movie, I was never interviewed, but it was Sidney Lumet and the actors. And so they had the last word. So I want to have the last word in my book, because in the movie, there's a scene where I capture a burglar, and the burglar happened to be white, Caucasian. But Sidney Lumet, oh, he decided he was going to make him black. Really? Well, to me, that's Hollywood profiling. So do you see where I'm getting at? And the perpetuation of the black criminal. And that's where we are in this society. And we're feeding the piggy bank every day by going to the movies and watching the crap that is being put on the big screen and wasting our money to feed their lavish lifestyles. So, yes, I do not go to movies. I get my movies from the library, and I suggest everybody do likewise, because that's where these people feel it, is in their greedy little pockets.
When your movie does come out, or maybe before that, if something comes on the news that's important, I'd like to talk to you again and Focus on Albany. Would you come on again, Frank?
Sure. And with that, life is important. You know, going out and appreciating the sunshine and the trees without destroying them like these builders are doing by greasing the palms of our local administrators. Enjoy them while you can, and thank God for all that's been given us.
Thanks, Frank. You have been listening to Frank Serpico in this very enlightening interview. So if you like this program, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany. And as most of you know, I have a Facebook page called Focus on Albany. Share your thoughts on that page about this conversation with Frank Serpico. Thanks, Frank. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great President's Day. Look forward to talking with you again, Frank. Bye.